It's the morning show. Polling from Pew Research Center last week, about half of U.S. adults say they would definitely or probably get a COVID-19 vaccine if it were available today. President Trump said at a news conference Friday, our country will manufacture 100 million doses by the end of the year. What do you want to know about the regulatory process of bringing a vaccine to market? What do you want to ask the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration? It's 800-642-1234. Conversation here. Dr. Stephen Hahn is commissioner of the FDA. Dr. Hahn, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Kate, thank you very much. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
How effective does a COVID-19 vaccine need to be for the FDA to approve it?
Well, back in June, we issued some guidance for vaccine manufacturers. We call them sponsors, but for those developers of COVID-19 vaccines, and we were very specific in that guidance. We told them that when they conducted and constructed their clinical trials, we wanted to see a floor. So the lowest level of efficacy we wanted to see was 50%, which means that they had to design their trials in order to detect that level of effectiveness. Now, we, of course, want a vaccine that's as effective as it possibly can be. So the more effective, of course, the better. So that's what we suggested. That's what we put in our guidance. We also put some information in there about what we need to see from a safety point of view, because that's equally important in terms of the administration of a vaccine, because it's going to go to people who are not sick. And whom we want to prevent the disease.
So a vaccine, it will not be this magic bullet. It may only be, as you mentioned, about 50% effective. Do you risk setting back public acceptance and the public embracing vaccines if you release it too soon, or it's not as safe or effective as you'd like?
So I think there are significant issues here that we've seen in the polling with folks' perception of the vaccine. It's why we've been so clear about what we want to see. What I can tell you the FDA will do is that we have many scientists, doctors, nurses, pharmacists who will evaluate the data that we receive. And we will make a decision in the best interest of the American people, because we want a vaccine, of course, that's safe and effective. We have very high standards at the FDA. We will apply those standards to the data we receive, and we will make that decision only on the basis of the science and the data.
I want to ask you something you said in recent days, that, you know, physicians don't know what they don't know. And I wonder, are we feeling overconfident about how we approach this virus, overconfident about the coronavirus and being able to find a way to get rid of it?
Yeah, it's a really good question that you're asking. And we of course don't know what we don't know. That's a common phrase, but really what it means is that we've had a lot of unknowns about this virus since it started. We're learning a lot every day. I think we're heading in the right direction, which I think is really good, but we cannot be overconfident. We have to continue the common sense measures that we've outlined before, which includes mask wearing. When you can't socially distancing for sure, stay out of indoor crowded places and avoid crowds on the outside if you can, and of course, washing your hands regularly. Those are the common sense measures that will lead us forward and do appear to be protecting communities from community spread of the virus.
It seems, you know, the battle against this virus is deeply entrenched in political dividedness, disagreement on the national level, state level. How has the political environment surrounding the pandemic impacted your work, your science-based regulatory decisions? Are you in control?
So the way things work at the FDA is that our career scientists are the ones who analyze the data and make the decisions. We've been very clear about that. And throughout the pandemic, our career scientists have made the decisions regarding medical products. I have been involved myself personally, but have delegated that to our career folks. And I am very confident in the decisions they make. They do not make their decisions. I do not make our decisions on the basis of politics. We make them on the basis of science and data. And of course, there's pressure. There's pressure to perform for the American people. There's pressure because this is a pandemic like we haven't seen in many, many, many years. And we all want to get past this. So that's the environment we live in. We have to deal with that. But what we have to do at FDA and what we will do and what we have done is focus on the science and the data.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Stephen Hahn, who is the FDA commissioner. Dr. Hahn, is it too early to start making forecasts for when a COVID vaccine would be widely available to Americans?
So FDA's role in this is to assess the data when it comes to us. And how that works is that when manufacturers, when the sponsors of these vaccines determine based upon very rigorous criteria that the data from their phase three trials are mature, they will submit an application to us. And then our role in that is to look at the application and assess it from a science and data point of view. We're also going to convene an expert panel of vaccine experts who will come and independently look at this and give us their opinion and advice as well. So a lot of checks and balances in that system. That's our role. We do not have a role in the distribution of the vaccine. And I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't tell you that I know the answer to the question of when we'll receive this information and when the decision will be made.
Last week, the Secretary of Health and Human Services barred the country's health agencies, including your agency, the FDA, from signing any new rules regarding foods, medicines, other products, including vaccines. How does that affect your work?
Well, we just learned about this issue last week. We're working through that with the Department of Health and Human Services to understand the impact. Of course, I'm concerned that this may impact the speed with which we can issue new rules. But we're working through that right now. More information to come.
What would be an example of a rule the FDA would make that would now be blocked or stopped?
Well, I don't think the issue is blocked or stopped. I think it's an issue of delegation of authority. So at this point, it's useless. It doesn't help to speculate because we don't have all the information that we need regarding this. And again, I have complete confidence in the scientists of the FDA and the rulemaking process that we follow. It is very rigorous and always has the best interest of American public health.
Well, let's take a call. Kimberly is joining us from Fox Lake. Hi, Kimberly.
Morning.
Good morning.
So I had a question because I realize that FDA is getting a vaccine out, but I work in pharmaceutical testing, and I've definitely seen a vaccine pulled in late phase development because of unknown long-term effects. How long-term of studies are you guys requiring for these vaccines right now, and how much are we willing to circumvent for that just to get something out?
That's a great question. So under the FDA's emergency use authorization approach, this will always be an assessment, and our folks are experts at this in the risk-benefit ratio. But your point is very well taken. We've set expectations regarding the amount of safety data we're going to need to see in order to authorize or approve a vaccine. We will stick with those guidelines. But we will also, regardless of when or if a vaccine is authorized, we will require, as we do with any other vaccine, continued monitoring of folks who receive the vaccine to detect any long-term side effects if present. So it's an issue that's top of mind for us. It's a process that we've used over the years. We will use that process to protect the American people.
Kimberly, thank you. Dr. Hahn, late last month you were criticized for comments you made about the effectiveness of plasma in treating COVID-19. Can you clear up any confusion now? How well does convalescent plasma work to treat the virus?
Yeah, so the convalescent plasma, of course, is where you take antibodies from someone who's recovered from COVID-19 and give that to someone who's ill with COVID-19. We used four lines of evidence our career scientists did to assess this and made the determination that it met our standard for emergency use. So one is published studies, about a dozen of them, which demonstrated that convalescent plasma was effective in COVID-19. We also had animal studies, and we had safety studies that showed it was safe. And then finally, we had this very large expanded access program, which was run by the Mayo Clinic, and their analysis showed a relative risk in death particularly in those who were not on a ventilator, less than 80, and within the first 3 days of their hospitalization. So as a basis of those data that we issued the emergency use authorization, our career scientists made that decision. I think it was a good decision. As you pointed out, certainly the communications were a problem. We have fixed that, and I take ownership for that. But in terms of the decision and the science behind it, it is solid, and it does appear that it may be effective and that it certainly has the appropriate risk-benefit ratio.
Dr. Hahn, in the few seconds we have left with you, there are so many medical public health organizations, physicians, scientists asking the FDA to be more transparent about the process of getting a drug to market for COVID-19. How are you going to be more transparent?
So I think this is a really good topic for us. We have started what's called a mid-action review to look at our processes. And I think one of the lessons learned throughout the pandemic is around the issue of transparency of decision making. Now, FDA has a responsibility to protect confidential commercial information, but I do think that there are measures that we can take to improve transparency around decision making. And we're certainly attempting to do that with the vaccine approval process or authorization process.
Dr. Hahn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Dr. Stephen Hahn, Commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.